This is from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I'm reading a Quran. Sira praji ki jitha sabuta tilakhu. Jwa me ye pwa kwa tho, tadamuni ba yithala ta narmi ba. Du ko lo ya le osa la he apu. Se ya le tira ni lo. Ma ke yitha. Se ya le kle ato lo apu. La ami akho lo. Ti ye le le ta si akadu kasa kasu pu da le. Ne, ye te plita e ba. Are di I. No do ya lo. Nuna to bo do. Nuna to de bo. Ne mamu toy. Mamu toki ya lo. Ne ke te ke to sa no ku le yu go. Le yu di da da pa ame nya lo. Ne pu yu ko le so. Ye lo ko te ple pwe lu gui lo. Te ta re do ta blu ta po. Ne ke lu po tue ye ki. Te so da ya do ne ke o. So le yu a hi. La so la ta lo.
Good morning, everybody. What a great time to be together in the presence of the Lord, right? Alrighty, well, I wrote this personal psalm during a time in my life when I turned my back on God. Was it fun? I believe myself greater than you. I believe that by myself and my will, without your grace, anything is possible. Where were you when my enemies tried to take my life? Where were you when fear entered my soul and dried it of your love? I prayed for you to come to my aid and I received no response. Instead, the enemies of my faith mock, curse, crush me for ever having hope in you. I seek refuge from their blows and yet there is none. For I am alone in this endeavor. No place, no person, no God for my spirit to rest in. These heavy chains have clasped my soul and turned my heart cold. And why, God, do you punish me? The shadow of hate, anger, and pain loom over me and I embrace it. Unlike the prodigal son, I will not return. I do not need you to prosper. Yet deep inside, I fear the path that I am about to embark on. I hear a calling home, a saving grace which I do not recognize. God, what am I doing? I try to drown my pains with worldly things and I reject your love and acceptance. I do not believe that I am worthy of it anymore. I hear the beast tell me that he has won my soul and I fear that he is right. I struggle to recognize my own reflection. Who have I become? I feel the beast gnashing his teeth behind me, his mouth salivating with excitement, waiting to devour the last of my light. My heart cries as the beast encroaches. I tremble and I can't take it anymore. A dark thought enters my mind. Maybe I should take my own life and save him the trouble. The beast steps in front of me and, oh God, what have I done? I look into his face and it's me. My pain, my hate, my own disbelief has come to face me, to take me to the place where there is only endless suffering. As I take a step towards him, I feel a burning deep down in my soul, not one of fear, pain, or hate, but an unbelievable, unconditional love, a love that begs me not to go, a love that lets me know that I am still worthy, a love that hasn't been in my barren heart for ages. God, you have answered my call. You have found me. I look at the beast and stroke his face and cry. How could I have let myself fall so far from grace? I tell him, no, I won't embark on this path. I hear you call me home, Lord. My own darkness has left me blind. My own pain has left me mute, and my own hate has left me dumb. I'm left in a fog, and I do not know where I step. But even then, I have no fear in my heart. For the light of your grace shines bright and guides me home. For your love burns relentlessly and warms my path. Wear away the scaly husk that surrounds my spirit. Break the chains that oppress my soul. Heal the wounds inflicted on my heart. Erode away the hate that encases my love. Free me of my own torment, Lord. Let my voice boast songs of praise when it is silent. Be my strength when I can no longer walk. And let your love quench my thirst. May your grace provide me shelter when darkness comes. Let your forgiveness be my compass. I do not know what this path will hold for me. I'm only certain of one thing. Placing my faith in you will lead me out of this haze. Without you, I am nothing. And only through you is anything possible. I realize that now. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for not turning your back on me. While it's time to take my first steps, I'm ready, Father. Guide me home.
Good morning. This is a psalm that I wrote about a life-changing period of my life. Your life-giving path is too natural for me not to walk down. Why am I unhappy with my life? Why do my relationships deteriorate at a faster pace than they grow? Why do I look bleakly at the future, pessimistic that the next chapter of my life will be any better than the last? I know the answer to all these questions. I have walked my own path. I left the winding path that guided me towards your renewal. I stepped into the branches, the leaves, the bushes, looking to make my own renewal. But when I stepped there, I found more thorns than grass. Confused by my own pain, I blamed you. I asked why you led me into thorns. I blamed your servants who didn't account for thorns. I walked left, I walked right. I found nothing but wilderness. I solemnly admit that my path will be winding, exhausting, and redundant. What sign did I have that my path was leading nowhere? Only when my companions left my pathway did I recognize its flaws. Some of them left without telling. Others questioned me, told me that my pathway was flawed. I thank you for those friends. I stopped digging through the woods, and I looked back at my progress that I was made. Your path is still in sight. That's how far I made it without you. I asked myself, why am I not happy with my life? I knew the answer to this question. I had walked my own path. I strayed from your path. But how could I go back to your path? People who walk your path want what you want. I want what I want. To walk your path means to leave behind the destination of my path, to solemnly admit that I would never find what I left in order to find. I know your path will take me much farther than I could ever walk down on my own path. But in order to walk down that path, I have to desire that which is down your path. I have to want different things. I have to become a different person. I have to be made new. I have to become less, and you have to become more. Can I trust you to do that? I trusted you before, and I will trust you again. I give you full permission to make me new. If I believe in the God that creates all things new, then this will be simple. I believe in that God. And I decide to trust that God.
This is a psalm about God in our community. Lord, you are our refuge and our sanctuary. When the world seems hopeless and at war, you are still with us. When we feel abandoned, you are still with us. You have been here since the beginning, and you know everything. You are in control during our chaotic lives. Seasons change, people come and go, and still your wonders are present in nature, in relationships, and in us. You have given us teachings and examples to shape our lives. We look up to leaders who have inspired change by reflecting your love. Lord, guide our hearts and intentions. Lord, be present with us always. Never abandon us. Guide us in our community to emanate your place of refuge. Give us joy and thoughtfulness so we are not blind to our surroundings. Use the diverse talents you have blessed us with to come together in this community to create your kingdom among our neighbors so that we and everyone around can see your work.